Here, and standing next to me is a gentleman who knows much more about it than I do, because he works for a group called High Ground, and it's Andy. Hello, Andy.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, it's really nice to see you here. I've been fascinated to learn about High Ground and what it does. So give us a quick rundown about what it aims to do.
Very briefly, High Ground is a charity. We're a military charity. We're embedded at DMRC Stanford Hall in Loughborough, and put quite simply, we use plants in the natural environment as part of the rehabilitation process.
I think that is a great idea, and I think only last week on Down to Earth we were talking about with Derek and Josie about a survey recently that says 80% of people think that gardening is one of the most therapeutic things to do. But I mean, you're talking about it quite seriously with people, I guess, that have had very serious injuries, aren't you?
Yes, we're dealing with all sorts of different injuries, from the most minor sort of trips and slips to those who have obviously been injured in conflict. So we work with amputees and those with brain injuries and that sort of thing. But we can use pretty much the same gardening techniques for all the different groups of patients that we treat. So it's a very inclusive form of therapy.
How did the idea of using gardening as therapy for, you know, for military personnel, how did it take off?
Well, I mean, the original idea goes back to the ancient Egyptians, and then it sort of became popularised during the Crimea War. And then at Headley Court, which is down in Surrey, where Stanford Hall now replaces, there was a physiotherapist called Major Peter Lefebvre, who was working with the rehabilitation of the guys learning to walk on prosthetics. And he designed a little garden outside, which basically emulated different sort of paths and different textures to walk on. And he realised that being outside was actually having a far more positive impact on them than just the learning to walk. Being outside was the major factor.
And in fact, of course, there is local links with Stanford Hall in Leicestershire, if they're not. Where you're based, in fact, I think, aren't you? Or not? No. Oh, you actually work for High Ground.
Oh, yes. I mean, High Ground, we are a charity as such, and we're actually based in London.
Oh, right.
And yeah. We were based originally at Headley Court. Uh-huh. We did a three-year pilot at Headley Court, and then when the MOD moved up to Stanford Hall, we were invited to come and join them and continue what we've been doing for them.
Now, we're looking at a little garden area here, which is set out at the garden centre where we are. Just once again, to let you know, Sunday supplements coming from Rothley, the garden centre in Rothley, and do come along. We've still got another, you know, hour and 35 minutes of the programme, so do come along and say hello and ask your questions to Karen and Nick. But we're looking at this garden here, and I think it illustrates just some of the things, Andy, that you would need to take into account when you are working, you know, with people who have had serious injuries.
Yeah, I mean, basically what we're looking at here now is a series of raised beds. Raised beds are obviously a good thing to have in a garden, because all different abilities can utilise them. At Stanford Hall, we have various different heights of raised beds, from sort of ground level beds up to beds that are almost a metre tall. So we can work with all the different disabilities and abilities, so that nobody's left out.
Just looking at it here, one thing that I noticed, and you mentioned something to me which really made me smile before we went on air, was a little story about straight lines. A lot of this actually is planted in straight lines, isn't it? But what's the story?
I mean, I think as most gardeners, or most vegetable gardeners, are probably used to, you grow everything in straight lines. It's how it's traditionally been done, and the military very much like their straight lines, and they like everything to be nice and regimented. So part of the, because we also do sort of transition from the military into the civilian world with some of our patients, and we kind of mess with their brains a little bit by planting things that aren't in straight lines, which for some of them can be quite uncomfortable. But it's just a way of showing it's okay to be different. You don't have to, you know, it doesn't all have to be straight lines and that sort of thing.
And how successful is it? I mean, I guess it's great for some people, maybe not necessarily right for other people. How do you know if it's going to be effective or not?
I think basically just by talking to the patient, by looking at the patient, you can see whether they're going to be receptive to it, and you can tell whether it's going to work for them. It's a difficult subject to measure, just how effective horticultural therapy is, but the Surgeon General, I think it was 2 years ago, said that what we do is an important part of rehabilitation. So we're hoping we can kind of build on that and make it a vital part of rehab for the guys.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, is there any way in which the public can help out, or is it a little bit of a closed shop?
No, I mean, Highgram, we are actually, we're a self-funding charity. So if anybody wants to look us up on the internet, Highground, we have Friends of Highground, which is, you can join up and receive our newsletter and find out all about what we're doing. And just, yeah, basically see what we do and see how you can help us.
Andy, thank you very much indeed. I'm just going to wander back down here. We'll maybe chat to you again later on, but thanks a million, Andy. I'm just going to pick up with Tom and Zoe here. Let's just wander back into the alleyway that goes down for one.